It's Andrew and Sarah for breakfast. Well, Australia Day. Well, it's just under a week away now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we're getting all warmed up for it. I'm excited.
Yeah, family fun day at the Darwin Trailer Boat Club. A man who's synonymous with Australia Day, he's been dubbed Australia's Lambassador. He's also a former Aussie Rules football player, Sam Kekovich, who joins us on the line. You're actually in town this weekend, Sam.
I am, indeed. Yeah. Good morning to you all, and good morning to all your listeners.
Are you excited about heading to Darwin this weekend? We're having some beautiful weather for you.
Look, I love Darwin. It is an epiphany. It's Star of the Magi. Every time you get to that part of the world, it is just, it is the epitome of everything that's decent. It is the epicenter of culture. And just as you say, wonderful weather.
Yeah. Look, Sam, is Australia Day like your second birthday because you are the Lambassador?
I got to say, look, it is. I meant to say, Lamb, it's evolved. I mean, it's Australian summer campaign. Lamb has become an inclusive, unifying catalyst that binds us all together.
Yeah.
And it's this added and completely, this campaign in particular is all about reuniting Australia with the rest of the world over a delicious lamb barbecue. And I think the message was very clear. And over the years, you must remember, 2005, I think, the initial campaign began. And that was the clear message. And what it does effectively highlight is the outstanding work that the champions of our community perform, and that is the Australian farmer who, in great adversity, produces a great product.
We all enjoy a lamb chop in the barbie,
so. Yeah, absolutely.
It's in Australia, not too.
That's right, exactly.
Well, that's the message that we hear from you all the time. Do you come across people who let you know that they don't like lamb? I mean, that's probably the one thing I'd be like, get out of here, I don't want to hear from you.
Let me tell you, there's a very, very few.
Yeah.
And I can sense them miles away. I have extrasensory perception. And when they spot me, they run for the hills. And let me tell you, every now and again, some of them muster up enough chutzpah to sort of have a half crack at me. But when I give them a tirade of invective and unbridled abuse that's forthcoming, they pelt off to the mountains and they're never seen again. So they know better than to lambaste the good old lamb cutlet and the lamb chop.
Yeah, you're so right, though. As you just said a couple of moments ago, that we really should back our Australian farmers. I mean, not just the lamb ones, but all of them, because they've had a really tough couple of years before COVID even hit.
Look, we're the land of the plenty.
Yeah.
You know, we're a strange race. Guys, you would understand this. We are the most inclusive, diverse and prosperous nation in the world, and yet we behave appallingly. We don't recognise those that do the most for us. You know, those wonderful farmers, as you alluded to,
mm-hmm.
You know, the people that give up their time willingly without any fanfare, bright lights or neon signs, those wonderful volunteers we take for granted. We hand out a gong every New Year's Day. Who do we give it to? All the postcodes belong to the suburbs, the leafy tree-lined suburbs of the top end of the food chain.
Yeah.
But none ever do you ever see anyone get them from the rural sector or the back blocks of, where there's some wonderful work done, selfless work, you know, to help and, you know, old-fashioned traditional values.
You're heading to the NT this weekend and you're doing the 100 club lunch with the Waratah Football Club. Now, we're huge supporters of the club and you're going to be there on Sunday. What are you going to be talking about at the lunch? What sort of stuff are you going to share?
Oh, look, if I was to give you a subtle cryptic now, you could almost do my script.
No,
I'll be imparting my pearls of wisdom. I'll be doing a little bit of reminiscing. I'll be talking about the contemporary landscape. I'll be telling them about the changing world. There'll be a fleeting reference to a bit of footy.
Well, that's it. Since you became the Lambassador, some people sort of forgot that you were an AFL great. You played like
and
150
AFL,
games for North Melbourne. So, there is going to be so many people who are looking forward to hearing your stories, I think.
Oh, I'm glad you raised that. Manifest modesty would preclude me elaborating on my sporting career, but you're right.
He did move to Collingwood.
You looked out a premiership team of the century and all those little trinkets that came along the way.
He did play for Collingwood too, but he didn't stay too long.
Oh, you left that out. I trust you to dampen the spirit.
If you want to check out that on the weekend, there are still tickets available. It's with the Waratah Football Club, doing really well in the NTFL season this year.
What's still tickets available to me appearing?
Yeah.
It's not possible. They would have been scooped.
They've gone down to half price, mate, at the moment. They're trying to get rid of them.
True.
What? A roast lamb and me. Yeah.
Waratahfc.com.au is where you can get those tickets. But Sam, look, we've enjoyed having you on the show. We're getting ready for a free family fun day next week for Australia Day, and we will have the Barbie fired up, so don't you worry.
And remember, kids, remember, rejoice living in the best planet and the best country on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put your mat out, invite all your mates, spark up the Barbie, put some lamb on it, because the great thing about it, it transcends all those social evils like bigotry and prejudice. And makes us all come as one.
Yeah, happy Australia Day.
That's what Australia's all about.
That's
and,
it.
Come as one.
And all you Darwinians, you have a great afternoon. You're listening to a great station.
Yeah.
I don't know about the talent that's providing all those wonderful news, but anyhow.
Andrew, you made him say that.
Shortly. He's just endorsed McLean49.
No, but then he said about us. You started this backwards and forwards.
Yeah, look.
Nah, Sam, thank you.
You have a great day, and it's been wonderful talking to you and to all your listeners.
Awesome. Enjoy your stay in Darwin.
Yeah, we'll see you on Sunday. Bye.
Bye.